to twinkle in the night, in the mist of a memory. You wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Your love lives on when moonlight beams.
And as long as my heart will beat, sweet lover will always meet here in my deep purple dream. And as long as my heart will beat, sweet lover will
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes.
The greatest political comeback in American history.
That's from a new video President-elect Donald Trump just posted on Truth Social. The talk in the nation's capital is all about his picks for his incoming cabinet, though there are concerns about some of them. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with details.
Trump held a gala at Mar-a-Lago, hosting many of his cabinet picks and declaring he has a mandate.
The biggest political victory in 129 years.
But Trump's choice for Secretary of Defense, the military veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth, is facing new questions over tattoos with phrases and symbols linked to extremist groups and a California police investigation for an alleged sexual assault. Monterey police said no charges were filed. Hegseth's lawyer said this should not have any impact on the confirmation process.
President Biden is set to meet with his Chinese counterpart at the Asia-Pacific Summit in Peru. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports. From the White House.
It's a sideline meeting in Peru at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting, or APEC. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's happening at a critical time.
Transitions are uniquely consequential moments.
And as the president prepares to leave office, Sullivan says Biden wants that transition to be as smooth as possible.
There is actual work to do in this critical moment between the U.S. and China to ensure that we don't run into any problems.
And that includes continuing fair trade policies.
We have to sustain over the long term, the channels of communication.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
At a hospital in India, at least 10 newborns were killed and 16 were injured in a fire. The BBC's Samita Pal reports.
The authorities, while are trying to ascertain the actual cause which led to the fire, it is being stated that since the neonatal facility is a highly oxygenated unit, that could have contributed to the spread of the fire.
In Dallas last night on a Southwest Airlines aircraft. That after the plane was hit by gunfire just below the cockpit while it was taxiing at Dallas Love Field Airport. Police say no one was hurt and the passengers were taken off of the plane safely. The U.S. Postal Service is offering the nation a belly laugh. It's releasing a Betty White Forever stamp.
I'm going to start lying about my age. I'm 45.
You're 45?
The beloved actor was known for a plethora of roles, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show to Boston Legal to The Golden Girls. White died in late December in 2021, just weeks before her 100th birthday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh-ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
There's a hotel out there with a very special staff.
30% of the staff at the Shepherd Hotel in Clemson, South Carolina, have intellectual disabilities.
We do our job right. Someone leaves here inspired.
Hotel owner Rick Hayduk teamed up with a program at Clemson University run by Erica Walters, which helps those young people with independent living.
Banking, budgeting, when it's grocery shopping, they are going through their inventory here, and then they're going to the grocery store.
For students like Alex Evelyn, who works at the hotel, it's opened new doors.
My dream is to open a restaurant one day.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The first set of art sold by the Boy Scouts of America has raised more than $3.7 million at auction. The money will help pay what's owed to those who were sexually abused while in scouting. Heritage Auction sold 25 works yesterday, and some 300 more will be sold over the next few years. Allison Keys, CBS News.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs near 52. Chance of rain tonight, lows around 46. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high around 60. Rain is likely on Monday with a high of 56. For Tuesday, more rain, breezy, highs near 60 degrees.
It's 51 at our studios.
4 hours of timeless hits and forgotten favorites. Rock and roll never forgets on WRJN. WRJN.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who gamble late. Staggerly threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Staggerly told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You won all my money in my brand new Stetson hat. Staggerly went home and he got his 44. Said, I'm going to the bottom just to pay that debt I owe. Go, Staggerly.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend. Number one for Lloyd Price, 1959. That is Staggerly. Terry Hevel, our final hour of Rock and Roll Never Forgets. First recorded by Elvis. Covered here in the summer of 64 from Terry Stafford. This is Suspicion. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. WRJN.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicious.
I can't help but think that you're meaning to someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up?
Suspicion.
Call it my heart.
Suspicion.
Keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you. Drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard to find.
Suspicion.
Call it my heart.
Suspicion.
Keeps us apart.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here at WRJN. It's our one-shot wonder from the group called JoJo Gunn, fronted by Jay Ferguson. That is Run, Run, Run. Where did the group JoJo Gunn take their name? Well, it was the title of a Chuck Berry song, The Flip Side to Sweet Little Rock and Roller.
Jojo's tail got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. He ran upon an elephant. tussle with me. No Lego from Asia made a non-stop flight, trying to make it in time just to see that sight. A crocodile phoned and refers to George, coming all the way from Egypt on a local board. Cut. The elephant took a snoop and grabbed a coconut. Leo fired a beautiful short right cross. That's when the coconut landed up against his jaw. Leo grew tired, but he wouldn't give in. The elephant almost beat his jawbone in. Buzzards said they fought furious all day. He couldn't understand how Leo got away. Jojo running everywhere, spreading news to the zebras and the leopards and the kangaroos. A hoot owl reported everything he saw, had his eyes wide open and called it a zoo. Leo limping back with his jawbone bruised. Jojo in the tree started singing the blues, laughing, meddling, jumping up and down till his foot missed the limb and he fell to the ground. Like a bolt of thunder and a streak of heat, Leo covered Jojo with all 4 feet. Jojo was screaming with tears in his eyes, said, "Please, Mr. Leo, I apologize." Said, "If you let my feet upon solid ground, I'll fight your close range 15 rounds." Leo got back and squared off the fight. Jojo took a leap and jumped out of sight.
JN, rock and roll never forgets. Johnny Paris, his group, the Hurricanes, out of Toledo, Ohio. Our groovy instrumental, that is Beatnik Fly. And let's wish a happy 76th birthday to Racine native Shy Coltrane. It's Thunder and Lightning, WRJN.
Yeah.
local news and now timeless hits, WRJN. Three ladies from South Carolina and Alabama moved to England, formed a group called the Flirtations, and nothing but a heartache. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. She turned 92 years yesterday. Happy birthday, Pat Clark, and you'd better come home. WRJN, Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
You'd better come home and stop your running around. You'd better come home and get your feet on the ground. Cause I won't share my love with anyone new. You'd better be smart, you gotta make up your mind. Stop breaking my heart and leave the others behind. Cause I won't share my love, whatever I do. The love that I give for as long as I live will be yours. And nothing can change the way that I feel. So baby, come back to me. You've done. You'd better come home because you've had all your fun. And I won't share my love with anyone new. No, no. The love that I give for as long as I live will be yours. And nothing can change the way that I feel. So you'd better come home and see the damage you've done. You'd better come home because you've had all your fun. And I won't share my love with anyone new. No, no, I just want to share it with you. Better come home. You better come home.
Have a request? 262-634-WRJN. Rock and roll never forgets.
WRJN.
I was home in Macon, Georgia. I kept my daddy in the Lincoln jail. He said, son, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear those bloodhounds on your trail. I fell in with bad companions. I robbed the mail up in Tennessee. And I got caught away up in Nashville. Well, they locked me up and they threw away the key. I washed my hands in muddy water. I washed my hands, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my dad told me. Now, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. I asked the jailer, I said, when's my time up? He said, son, you know we won't forget. And if you try just to keep your hands clean, why, we may just make a good man of you yet. But I couldn't wait to get my time in. I broke out the Nashville jail. Just crossed
trail. I wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my dad told me. Now I felt I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. I wash my hands.
Johnny Rivers, WRJN, and I wash my hands in muddy water. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets, our dance blast out of the past. We're going to do the Madison from the Ray Bryant Trio.
It's Madison time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big star, man. I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit the top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifleman. Hit the top. Hit it. I want the big strong M. Erase it and back to the mat. Hit it. Walk on, you're looking good. Now then, when I say hit it, it'll be tea time. Cleveland box and back to the mat. Get it. Crazy. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. To the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Terry Havel, we are going to take a break. When we get back, Johnny Rivers mentioned Macon, Georgia in his Muddy Waters song. How about the night James Brown grabbed two shotguns and went hunting for Joe Tex in Macon, Georgia? We will have the story of that coming next right here on WRJN. The Badgers men's basketball back on WRJN this season. Here the next game this coming Monday, 6 p.m. Texas Rio Grande will be the team they're taking on. Matt LePay has the call of the game right here on WRJN.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
The soundtrack of your life. Rock and roll never forgets.
WRJN.
You thought you got away from me, didn't you? You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You tried to sneak by me now, didn't you? You thought you'd been slick now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you.
Hold it.
Now ease up for me, now get that right.
text. I got you. WRJN and Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Joe Tex and James Brown were bitter rivals, and the beef started over a controversy about stage moves. Joe thought James swiped his trademark microphone kicking tricks, and vice versa. It led to an escalating series of thefts and public jabs that stands up to any modern-day hip-hop feud. The singers released the cuts of the same song around the same time, but Brown had the bigger hit, reaching number two R&B and scoring on the pop chart. The battle began in earnest when James told Joe's girlfriend, Bea Ford. Then, just to twist the knife, James sent Joe a letter telling him he was through with the Bea and Joe could have her back. That led to the magnificent diss record, You Keep Her, where Joe calls James out by name, saying he was better off without the Bea anyway. The situation came to a head at a double bill gig in Macon, Georgia. James hadn't played his home turf in a while. Joe opened the highly anticipating homecoming, came on stage wearing a ratty, torn blanket, fell down on his knees, grabbed his back like he was in terrible pain, tangled himself up, and hollered, "Please, please, please get me out of this cape." Joe Tex did that opening for James Brown in Macon, Georgia. Well, James was furious. He trailed Joe to an after show at a local juke joint, Club 15. The band at the gig just happened to be the Otis Redding and the Pine Toppers. James grabbed a couple of shotguns, went inside, and started firing at Tex. Someone in the bar returned fire. Joe fled out the back while Otis and Johnny Jenkins hid behind the piano. Apparently, seven people were injured in the crossfire. Meanwhile, James ran back to his tour bus, got behind the wheel, and took off. Johnny Jenkins said seven people got shot. They were reloading, coming back in. Me and Otis were hiding behind a piano. A guy went around later. I think he gave each one of the injured $100 apiece not to carry it no further, and then just quieted it down.
Please, 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 please.
look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me, and be so untrue. What am I to do every time you go away? This time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I die, dear. Knowing
now timeless hits right here on WRJN. She was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame several weeks ago. Dionne Warwick, Anyone Who Had a Heart, WRJN. This guy regular on Where the Action Is, that would be Steve Alamo. Tune written by Arthur Alexander. Every day I have to cry at WRJN.
Every day I have to cry.
day. Love, love is far away. The chapel bells will never sing. Only tears to fill the heart instead. A gown of lace hung on the chair.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Out of Cleveland, it's Sonny Gerisi, his group, The Outsiders. That's Girl in Love. Terry Hevel, thank you for joining me on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Would love to do it for you again next week. Short show because the Badgers are playing in the early afternoon. We'll go until 12:30 next week. Please join me after CBS News at 10 a.m. for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Have yourself a great week. We'll leave you with the number one song on this date from 1966. It's coming next. WRJN's Big Deal Store, full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Simply log on to WRJN.com and take a look at all your chances to save at least 30%. Now, you can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28, $20 certificate for only $14. Click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Listen for our Big Deal of the Day twice a week to save 50% on all kinds of food, service, and merchandise.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Where were you the first time you heard this timeless hit? Rock and roll never forgets. WRJN.